And those other buckets, and when we get to what we call a dug well, you know, the dug well is all the way 3 or 4 foot in diameter or something like that. Why, you'd use just a common bucket, just a 2 or 3 gallon bucket with a rope tied in the bail of it and just let it down. It'd sink, you know, in the water and you'd pull it up. Of course, somebody if a little stouter and wanted a big bucket, they'd use a 5 gallon can. Some of them use a 5 gallon bucket too. But 5 gallons of water is kind of mean to draw out of a deep well. It's heavy. Water is pretty heavy. You know, it'd be about 50 pounds, and it's kind of mean to pull up on that pulley. Really, about a 2.5 or 3 gallon bucket is about what we usually use, you know, for drawing water.
I guess you fed the hogs from stuff left over in the kitchen, did you?
The hogs? Well, at times we did. Of course, that back in my young days, that usually went to the dogs.
What did you keep putting that stuff in?
What's that?
Did you have something in the kitchen to keep all your scraps and stuff?
Oh, yeah, you'd have a boiler or a pan or something to put it in. You wouldn't let it stay there, just a little bit, you know. And we used to feed our dogs mostly. We didn't buy dog feed. When I was a kid of a boy, we'd feed our dogs the leftovers from the table, you know, cornbread and the meats that was left over, just anything we had left over, we'd throw it out to the back door for the dog. You'd just go to the back, just pitch it out, you know. Them old dogs used to get to be experts on catching bread. You know, you have an old dog, he'd be standing out there hungry and wanting something to eat, and you go and pitch a biscuit to that and over yonder, and a biscuit to that, and you know, and catch it there, you know. Just.
Well, what was that? What did you call that, like boiler or pot or whatever? Do you have a name for it?
Oh, no, not known as steam boiler, or just a roasting pan, or just any kind of a thing that you had there in the kitchen. You could put something in. Usually put that dog feed. You had something that wasn't so nice that you didn't use regularly, you know. Just, of course, it wasn't nice either. Just good, clean food, and you could wash it whenever you wanted to. You know, you could wash it. I may be washing you every day. I don't know. And a lot of times, you didn't even put that dog feed in nothing. You just go feed them to the dogs. Have the dog pans and stuff that you pitched to them. You pitched to them, and then you'd have a... most people had dog pans out in the yard. They just go from the kitchen, just walk out the back door and put it in the dog thing, you know, the dog feeder, wherever that dog ate out of, you know. And if there's milk or something like that, they'd pour it in the dog like milk, you know, they'd pour it in this pan that they had out there in the yard for the dog, and it just stayed out there all the time, you know. That's where a lot of it is done, just carried right out of the kitchen and fed to the dogs. Of course, they didn't have enough scraps to do anything with hogs, you know, to feed hogs on. They did a long time ago. They used to have, usually an old can sitting outside the kitchen, a big old 5 gallon bucket. They'd call it the slop bucket. And they'd pitch a bunch of scraps and stuff in that old waste milk, and they'd go slop the hog. They'd say, go slop the hog, you know, and he'd go pour it in the trough, had a trough that would hold water, and go slop the hog, you know. And if there wasn't enough of that good stuff in it, why, they'd put a little shorts or anything else that they had, you know, to feed the hog on, or a little corn or something, put it in there. And
what are shorts?
It's something made out of, shorts is made out of, I believe shorts is made out of wheat. The same thing, shorts is the same, it's a product that comes from the same thing that you make flour out of. I believe there's a certain product that comes out that they call shorts, you know, that they don't make the flour out of. And I think I'm right about that. I may be wrong about that, but I think I'm right. It comes from wheat, shorts do, I'm sure. Comes from the making of wheat, you know, making of flour. And of course, flour comes from wheat. But I'm not an authority on that altogether. I've just heard them talking about where shorts came from. It's kind of a brown, mealy substance.
What'd you keep it for in the kitchen?
The shorts? We didn't necessarily keep it in the kitchen. We just kept it to feed hogs. It's good to make that slop for hogs, and they fed them shorts a whole lot. That hog short is a good hog feed, and we didn't exactly keep it in the kitchen for anything. We just have it around there where we could put it in that slop, you know.
What did you fry things in? Did they have kind of a container in the kitchen that they keep to fry things in?